This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-8035. Regarding Lonnie, L-O-N-N-I-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T. Date of birth, 9/23/1955. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Abbott, who was seen in consultation on July 15th of this year for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. He's doing well. He's seen a urologist, and he's going to be having a biopsy of his left ureter, he reports, within the next week or two. He has to come off the Effient, E-F-F-I-E-N-T, that he's been on since his cardiac catheterization and stent placement. And once he's off that, he'll be able to undergo a biopsy. He's feeling well. He has gained 7 pounds over the last 3 months, and no current complaints. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels as if he's emptying his bladder well. no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I'll highlight the carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Effient is 10 milligram daily. He's on Toujeo, insulin, a low-dose aspirin daily, and Crestor 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 245 pounds, pulse is 74. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 7th of 2025. Creatinine was 1.55 with estimated GFR of 48, sodium 137, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 21, calcium 8.8, albumin 3.8, phosphorus is 3.7. Protein to creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.692, which is a non-nephrotic range. His white count is 6.7, hemoglobin 13, and platelet level 195,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He does need to have labs rechecked in November. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, type 2 diabetes, stable. And 4, proteinuria, also stable. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.